Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joey Galvez. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Department of MetaHuman Affairs. This one is a story about a team led by a retired sidekick, two felons, a failed actor from Broadway, and a reprogrammed cyborg. But their first mission is to stop the criminals who have robbed a bank, and they will have to set the world at ease. You're going to get 180 pages of entertainment, action-packed awesomeness right here in the first six issues in a collected hardcover volume one. All you got to do is head on over to Kickstarter.com and type in the Department of MetaHuman Affairs or DMA and check it out right now.
Age of Radio.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. 1 minute.
Oh,
you're fine. What, like you were
two
fine.
2 minutes? Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Oh, by the way, thanks so much again. I know I was like flip-flopping on the times and dates and stuff. So sorry about that.
No, oh, you're no, fine. No, no, you're no, fine. No, no, no.
Yeah, so we've been hella busy, you know how it goes.
Oh, yes.
my work is absolutely insane.
I guess with the holidays coming up.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of reasons for the work stuff, but yeah. Yeah, we got Izzy's mom moved in with us, so that's
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's we're cool. Looking for a place for her here in, you know, Utah, but in the meantime, she lives in our guest room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. How's she doing? How's she finding Utah and everything?
She's doing a lot better than she was. Her boyfriend just basically got kind of emotionally and verbally and financially abusive. He never hit her, but he did everything else wrong. So,
oh, damn.
Yeah, she had the situation. Yeah. She's been out here about a month now and yeah, seems to be liking it.
Well, that's great. I mean, like, that's good that she has you guys.
Yeah, I mean, especially she does have the best roommates in the world. So that's a
oh, yeah.
I'm, of course, talking about the pets. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how you guys been?
That's great. Good, good. It's finally starting to get cold. It was weird. You know, it was, like, pretty warm until, like, even like a week ago, it was weird. I'm like, oh, maybe it's never going to be winter, you know, like global warming and everything.
Yeah, but global warming. Yeah, man, you got beachfront property now.
but this week it's finally, I mean, okay, this is like probably nothing compared to you guys, but like it finally, you know, hit the 30s and stuff. So, you know, I was like, oh, it's happening. It's so there's that. But
nice.
Yeah.
But, it's about to become a winter wonderland before you know it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, hopefully. Because like last year, it actually didn't snow, even though we were threatened with like, it's going to be snowy, watch out. And then it didn't. It was like one day of snow, maybe. And then it was a really warm winter last winter. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Get some skiing in or something.
Yeah, see. And then meanwhile, over here last winter, we got three times more snow than our average.
Dang.
Like this time last year we already had a foot and a half on the ground. Today I was like wearing a t-shirt.
weird, right? like yeah. It's definitely global warming, Earth's gonna end and all that.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh well, before then though, hey Hanai, how would you like to be part of a little mini episode about Thanksgiving?
Oh cool, sure. Oh. Yeah, let's do it.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Mini episode. And tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Oh, babe, it's that time of year that everyone seems to forget between Halloween and Christmas. I'm talking about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My favorite holidays do go Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, which is the way God intended it.
Yeah. But babe.
Christmas is the worst. That's what I'm saying.
What?
Let's do Thanksgiving.
Worse. What about Easter? Anyway. but babe, we got special guests.
Zombie Jesus Day, babe?
No, not Zombie Jesus, our special guest. No, we have Hanai from Gobo Studios. Welcome, Hanai.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hey. Oh, you may also know Hanai from our Patreon exclusive episode for Dinovember about Prehysteria 3 coming soon.
Oh, and you probably know her from Podcard Fest.
Yes, Podcard Fest. Hanai, how do you feel about Thanksgiving?
Well, I, you know, grew up in Japan until I came to college here. So Thanksgiving was like, I didn't do Thanksgiving until I came over here. Like, so it's kind of like a bonus holiday for me. Even now, after all these years living in America.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, you don't do the traditional Japanese Thanksgiving with KFC and chocolate cake?
Oh, the KFC?
That's Christmas.
Oh my God, the KFC. Yeah, right. You have no idea.
Oh, please tell us about Japanese Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, until I moved here, I didn't know it was weird that like KFC at Christmas is like weird.
I hope not, because that's what we're doing.
Since we went to Japan, which was before I met you, and our friend who lives there currently, hey Tore, was telling us about it, we've basically done Japanese Christmas for Christmas because I am an old spinster who hates Christmas, but I'm trying to find joy in it again, and KFC helps that.
Thanks, Colonel Sanders.
I love cooking a turkey, but this year there's only 4 states in this great union where KFC does a deep fried Cajun turkey, and the great state of Utah is one of them.
Can I take a wild stab what the other 3 are? And why it's Alabama, Mississippi, and let's say Louisiana.
You are incorrect.
Oh no. I thought it was the bottom 4 in education.
I know California is one of them, but it's not all locations.
Let me see.
Let me pull it up real quick. Sorry, future.
So it's weird. It's only 4 states. I thought that was just like.
No. It was like all West Coast too.
Yeah, for Cajun turkey.
California, Colorado, Utah, and Washington.
So,
the most Cajunist states in the U.S.
Yeah. I was thinking if it was Nevada, it's just like, okay, yeah, so they make them in Denver and just send them west. Okay, got it.
Yes, we have the holiday feast, so we are getting the deep-fried Cajun turkey, family-sized mashed potatoes, family-sized gravy, family-sized mac and cheese, family-sized corn, family-sized chocolate cake, and 1 dozen fluffy buttermilk biscuits.
Whoa.
Not those usual KFC biscuits they give you, am I right? The ones that could be like a foundation for a chicken coop.
So on this your podcast, like 4 or 5 months ago, we talked about how we were going to need a third in our relationship, not for weird sex stuff, but we needed somebody to eat our KFC biscuits. My mom is that person.
Yay.
She loves the biscuits.
Excellent. And I'm thankful for that. You know what else I'm thankful for? Entertain Modern, their mystery movie bags. That's right. We got more of them too. And have you heard us talk about these mystery bags before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they're bags.
I've watched your videos on Facebook too sometimes. I mean,
they're pretty good, but we're going to do this one without video. You just get it, the theater of the mind.
Totally.
For anyone unfamiliar, our local used movie place does bargain movies, and you get 20 movies for $14.99. But during certain magical times of the year, they're buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
So you get 40 movies, 40 for $14.99.
So let's see what movies we get for less than 40 cents a piece. red or purple first? And I, you pick.
Oh, purple.
Perfect. All right. I got this bag here. All right. We have the 2-disc special edition of Ice Age, the original, including the all-new animated short film Scrat's Missing Adventure.
Isn't this the movie that almost got your niece kicked out of kindergarten?
That was like the 4th one, apparently. So
apparently when kindergartners tell each other that they will gut them like a pig, it raises teacher awareness.
Yeah, I think that was Ice Age the Meltdown, where Peter Dinklage is the bad guy and says that.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Where did you learn to talk like this? Yeah, it's Ice Age. We did. And also, these movies that we already have, maybe our Patreon patronizer Christmas packages we're sending out next week.
Oh.
One of those, though, definitely might be a part of it. X-Men The Last Stand. We have so many versions of
this one. Oh my god.
Everyone's getting that for Christmas.
We also have Grammys. It just has Grammy written on it, marker. Star Trek, the 2009 one with Chris Pine. And
Captain America was Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait.
Chris Pine. Wait, who did Chris Pine play in the Marvel Universe?
He didn't.
He's in the...
Oh, no, he's Wonder Woman's...
He's the beefcake. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he's Steve.
Oh, man. We got the Hugh Grant Miramax collection with Jesus. The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill But Came Down a Mountain, Sirens, Rowing with the Wind, and Restoration.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, these sound horrible.
Yeah, I only know one of those, and Hugh Grant is like a really big... Wow.
Yeah, that's why it's like four for 40 cents.
Hugh Grant, you wary?
Oh, shit, I think we have this other multi-pack here, too. 20 Alfred Hitchcock movies, The Legend Begins.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I think this is the one that has like, The Lady Vanishes. Yeah, we definitely, Sabotage.
Yeah, I got this for Christmas one year, but mine's in a tin.
Maybe one of our Patreon patronizers will go to it. Or Bridesmaids.
The unrated edition.
Oh, shit. A Legacy of Faith, docudrama of the Restoration. This has to be an LDS thing.
Oh, yeah. 100% this is an LDS thing.
Wow. Yeah, early in the church. Yeah, it doesn't specifically say anywhere LDS church.
This matches the color and the graphics, though, of other LDS things we've gotten.
Oh shit, babe.
Oh no.
Ensign Unto All People, the docudrama about the Restoration, and that's definitely Temple Square.
That's Temple Square.
Being built. Okay, I'm might be a little into that one. Just to see like the building of it.
LDS member?
The Handcart Pioneers. The next edition in the docu... Okay, apparently this is just a whole series about the Restoration.
I know what we got your mom for Christmas. Oh, sure.
And here is England, The Field Is White. That's literally what it is. Docudrama about the blah, blah, blah.
Look, yeah, see, they all have the same graphic thing.
Yeah,
they're all part of the same series.
I think on the back was like a list of all 12.
The Living Scriptures.
Yeah, because...
DVD in the series, The Trek West, Heavens Are Opened, New York, The Church Is Restored, Kirtland, The Spirit of Gad, Roots of the American Prophet, The Handcart Pioneers, England, The Field Is White, Ensign Into the People, A Legacy of Faith, Mormon Battalion, Missouri, Zion Revealed, Nauvoo, The City of Joseph.
There you go. And perfectly complementing that, we have Top 5 starring Chris Rock and Rosario Dawson.
What?
Yeah.
Funniest.
Yeah, these packs get wild sometimes. Just the, the bends you get. Ooh, we have.
Speaking of the bends.
Yeah, we have season 1 of Duck Dynasty.
What? Oh my gosh. Wow.
You can really find out who your neighbors are by what's in these names. We also have Roger Dodger, starring Jennifer Beals, Elizabeth Berkley, Jesse Eisenberg, Isabella Rossellini, and Campbell Scott.
We may actually have to watch that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that sounds like
sex
you guys.
Sex is everywhere.
Oh, it's a movie about sex.
Sex is everywhere, starring Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, it's called Roger Dodger, but that's like the tagline. Sex is everywhere. Also, apparently Ebert and Roper gave it 2 thumbs right up the pooper, it says here. Wow, it's going to be great. What the fuck?
Possums!
Possums! Feature Films for Families, DVD. Okay, what the fuck is this?
Is that like an Animal Planet kind of thing? Or
it looks like a football thing.
Yeah, it looks like a football movie, but yeah, this is definitely
It looks like you know the late 70s Disney live action movies that nobody remembers?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
But this was made in 2003.
Okay. Oh, Jesus, are you kidding me?
Oh, shit. It even has all the info about 1-800-FAMILY-TV, P.O. Box in Murray, Utah.
Is this a Clean Flicks film?
Probably. Like some subsidiary of it.
Yeah, it sounds like those like Christian movie production.
And then
things.
Directly behind Possums, Bruno, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
Only thing I remember is the talking penis.
That is the Benz right there.
Oh my gosh. Oh, somebody had a lot of fun putting this package together at the video store.
Yeah.
When you come, we're gonna get a pack. We're sending you home.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, and then we have Like Father, Like Son, It Runs in the Family, starring Michael Douglas and Kirk Douglas.
And apparently a shit kid.
Yeah, who's the shit kid here? Is this like the Angus guy from Two and a Half Men?
Oh no.
Rory Culkin? Oh, Cameron Douglas. And Diane. Oh shit, they got their whole fucking families in this thing.
Wait, this is not a document. This is like
No, it's a movie.
Like an MGM film.
It just stars the Douglas family and like Bernadette Peters.
Weird. Wow. Must be a vanity project or something.
I would hope so. Ooh, and then Izzy's favorite movie of all time. I like
this movie a lot.
Antitrust.
Antitrust?
Yeah, it's basically about like what Tim Robbins is like Steve Jobs, basically, like, you know, computer innovator guy.
What,
and Ryan Phillippe.
What if the guy behind like a major computer corporation, it turned out he was evil.
Evil instilling people's information for their own benefit.
Yeah, yeah. What if they were like, this movie's like made in the 90s. Yeah, what if mega corporations were stealing your information for their own profit and willing to kill?
Ridiculous, right?
There's a Facebook documentary?
Yeah, no. It inspired by an idea.
Stories.
Yeah.
A clever paranoid thriller.
But speaking of ridiculous, Live Free or Die Hard.
Jeez, I saw this in theaters. I saw this in a drive-in theater in the back of a pickup.
It's the Justin Long.
Is this the one with Kevin Smith?
Yep. It's that one.
Yep.
And the parkour and Timmy Oliphant. And
Justin Long? No,
Justin
wait.
Long. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
We have this one too. Don Cheadle, Guy Pearce, Traitor. The Truth is Complicated. Oh, and we have like 18 of these. Batman Begins.
Yeah. Dude, everybody got
Steve,
Batman
your
Begins.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Hey, he ascends into bats.
That's right.
I don't know if I'm getting it back in that box, babe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to set him down here.
Oh, okay.
So I can knock him over later.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's, there we go. The first bag. Now we get to the red one.
Woo!
Right. See, that's the word. All right.
It'd be all religious
movies. Shit, babe. Right up top. 6 movie pack family adventure starring 2 Bits and Pepper. It looks like it's a horse movie. Dark Horse, another horse
babe,
movie.
Babe, you have to do the overviews. Magical horses, playful primates, heartwarming friendships, and incredible journeys.
That's right. 2 Bits and Pepper, Dark Horse, Spymate. Yes. Coming next April, I'm sure. From the makers of Air Bud. Sorry, Air Bud. What the hell?
Air Bud.
Yeah. Gordy.
Yeah.
King Wind. Okay. And Into the West.
Horseshoeery.
This is going to be great. Grab the next handful here. Ugh. Oh, God. Spooky Buddies.
Oh, no, buddy.
Oh, fuck yeah. Pocahontas 2, Journey to the New World.
There's a Pocahontas 2?
Yep, they sure did. It's the Disney version. It's going to be great.
Wow.
Oh, and we got a Blu-ray. Smurfs, The Lost Village.
Jesus.
Let's see. Wedding Crashers. We definitely have that. we have a guy in a bed?
Falling off the Empire State Building. Wait, Megadeth?
Oh, Megadeth. Rude Awakening. Yeah, there we go. Huh.
Apparently we have a Megadeth concert.
Yeah, like 24 songs. Yeah, must just be a concert. Awesome. Studio C, Seasons 1 and 2, the hit sketch comedy series from BYU TV. Oh my God.
I've literally never heard of
BYU
this.
BYU TV.
Amazing. Oh, shit.
I did not know they had a TV station.
Oh, I know they have a TV station, but not like a Yesterday Night Live conversion. Oh, this is going to be great to make fun of. Okay. What else we got?
We're just not sitting. You don't have to shove it down the couch.
Sorry, you're on your phone. I didn't want to interrupt. We have Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Fuck yeah. This is the one with all the shower scenes.
Shower scenes.
Ooh, the 2-disc digital copy special edition unrated of The Hangover.
Oh, includes 100 photos from the missing camera.
Oh, shit. Season 2 of The Office.
All right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Robert De Niro, Billy Crystal, and Lisa Kudrow. Analyze this.
The first one.
Yeah, season 2 of Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, this is good. This is actually very good.
Might as well have to keep that one. Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. And of course, everybody's favorite entry in the MCU universe, Thor.
I have the bootleggiest bootleg version of this, so like you can see the guys in the theater getting up to go to the bathroom on my version.
Oh, nice. I got a few of those. Brendan Fraser. Standoff. Small Time Robbery. Big Time Mess. Apparently it's a Blu-ray too. Oh, Blu-ray DVD combo pack even. Here we go. Space Chimps 2. Zartog Strikes Back. Another April. Ooh, the Arsenal of Megadeth. Here's another. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like a shit ton of music videos.
We could have a whole Megadeth concert here in our house.
Like, yeah, baby. Woo! Or just watch a bunch of season 2s. For example, season 2 of Bones.
We have a personal Bones! For my mom. I was just going to say, it's like your aunt's favorite show, Bones.
Yes.
Everybody's aunt's favorite show.
Everybody's. It doesn't matter whose aunt. Everybody's aunt loves Bones.
The BH stands for Boreana's House.
Bojack Horseman joke achieved.
Liam Neeson has a very particular set of skills, and this time he's on a fucking airplane. It's called Nonstop, baby.
Oh my gosh.
And everybody's
happy for him.
Yeah, right.
You know what? Here's the thing. He has made a hell of a career out of one character.
Yeah.
Yeah. He deserves to cash in, you know, and make a bajillion dollars out of the same story a million times. Yeah.
And we saw what happens when he tries to do other things like Marlowe.
Oh.
How is that movie so goddamn boring?
So
right, anyway, and of course everybody's favorite buddy comedy movie of all time. Harrison Ford, Josh Hartnett, Together at Last, Hollywood Homicide.
Who?
Again, Ebert and Roper, two thumbs up the pooper.
Pooper!
And their pooper. It's in their hinder, babe.
Ah, the hinder. My mistake. All right, ladies. I'm going to test your knowledge of Thanksgiving now.
Oh, no.
Hanai, this is going to be especially brutal for you, I think.
I don't know.
Let's do it.
All right.
I feel like the information's fresher in her mind. Also, I'm like an anarchist.
Well, who would like to go first?
Let our guest pick. Would you like to go first or second?
Sure. I'll go first.
All right. What year was the first turkey trot?
What?
What even is a turkey trot? Okay. So trot has a couple of definitions. One of them is diarrhea.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about. The turkey
trot. I think it's like a turkey fun run.
Turkey trots. They're, I don't know. They were big when I was a kid. Yeah. It's like a 5K fun run you do in the morning of Thanksgiving to raise money for usually like puppies or to get the kid in your class a new wheelchair or something.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to guess. Okay. I have two guesses. I feel like it's either like in the 70s or like a lot older, like the 10s or 20s.
I'll give you a hint. It's a lot older.
Okay. Oh, man. So, okay. Like,
was that really 18, a hint, though?
Like 1890 or something?
Holy shit. 1896.
Whoa! In
Buffalo, New York, and there were 6 participants.
They
trotted
their turkeys.
Yeah. All right, babe. What Christmas song was originally a Thanksgiving song?
Oh, God.
I'll give you a hint. It was written in 1857.
But that helps a lot. Isn't that when they were all written? It's not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Is it Dashing Through the Snow?
It is One Horse Open Sleigh, which was then changed to Jingle Bells 2 years later.
That's the song. I just don't know the title of it.
Yeah, it was Jingle Bells Now.
Yeah.
You got it.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh.
Yeah. All right, Hanai. Why is Thanksgiving in November?
What? I don't know. Is that when, like, the crops are ready to harvest? I have no idea.
Apparently, Lincoln wanted it to coincide with the landing at Plymouth Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I did know Abraham Lincoln invented Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But, babe, who is considered the mother of Thanksgiving?
Carol Burnett? I don't know.
Sarah Josepha Hale. She's probably most famous for writing Mary Had a Little Lamb, but she was also apparently the person that pressured Abraham Lincoln into declaring it a national holiday to bring the nation together after the Civil War.
Wow. So, yeah. I had no idea Abraham Lincoln is so crucial to modern Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, before Lincoln, it was just kind of like, yeah, you know, pilgrims and Indians, it happened, whatever. But then you had to bring the Civil War together. Just kind of a time, just like a pre-Christmas, just kind of like, hey, guys, let's you know, enjoy each other. Let's shake hands and say, hey, bad guys on both sides. I don't know. whose turn is it? Hanai. Which president tried mixing things up by making Thanksgiving the third Thursday of November?
What? Okay. One president tried to fuck it up.
So who was it?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, okay. How is that, like, an old president or is it like a more modern president?
All presidents are old.
I guess they're old.
Old or dead.
Usually both. I'm going to say the majority of them are both.
Is it within the 20th century or older?
It was in the 20th century. I'll give you that.
It was in the 20th. Okay, not that. Oh, yeah. Is it Nixon?
It was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who in 1939 wanted to add an extra week of shopping days by making it a week earlier. Spoiler alert, he turned it back in 1942. No idea why. Maybe he was distracted by something else happening.
Not 1942.
Wow.
All right, babe. What is America's favorite pie?
Oh.
Scandal.
I'm going to go with pumpkin.
You would be wrong. It's apple pie. God damn it. But that's why I thought it was surprising. Because I would have said pumpkin pie too.
I just don't eat apple pie. So.
And yeah, I thought it would have been like a trick question. So that's, you know, apple pie. Yeah.
Hair pie. No, I don't know.
Like, I was like, I was waiting for you to just say like, oh no, it's basically corn syrup pie. AKA
Yeah, molasses pie.
Right. Yeah.
America's favorite pie is pie Ritz.
Pizza. It's pizza.
Yeah,
pie.
Exactly. That's a real answer.
Pizza. It's the Oreo pizza.
All right, Hanai. How does a female turkey sound?
What? Oh, okay. Maybe this is a trick question. Do they not make any sound?
They do make sounds.
Oh, crap.
Is that your final answer? No. Crap.
Oh, man. It's I'm just gonna guess. Does it sound like a bark?
No. Izzy.
They make chicken noises.
What are those like?
And then occasionally they honk. They just do like a.
Apparently a female turkey purrs or cackles, but it does not gobble. Those are the.
No, they turkeys. Do the. Because I hear that
like a pigeon almost?
Yeah.
Yeah, or yeah, like a chicken.
Yeah.
They sound like chickens.
I don't know. All right. Maybe this is bad info. I'm going off the interwebs. It says they scream racial epithets. No.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Izzy, the first Thanksgiving was a 3-day event with 50 pilgrims and 90 Wampanoag Indians. How many women were there?
Four.
There were 5. You fucking
close. Wow. So close.
5 out of 140.
Wow. Wow.
I completely pulled that out of my ass.
That's amazing. You were so close.
All right, Hanai. Well, at that first Thanksgiving, what bird did they eat?
Ooh. This must be a trick question. I keep thinking it's a trick question. One of these is going to be a trick question. Was it a pheasant?
Ducks, geese, or swans, but no turkey.
Oh, swans.
Bald eagles.
Yeah, exactly. It's the last dodo. That's
yes.
All right. Izzy, you should be able to get this one. Who wanted the turkey to be the national bird?
Oh, wasn't it FDR?
It's Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah,
he wanted to be the symbol of America. And then somebody was like, what about a bald eagle? And he's like, how about you go fuck yourself?
That's right. FDR. No. Yeah, FDR. No, not FDR.
Teddy Roosevelt
wanted a grizzly.
Yeah.
Right. I have heard of the Benjamin Franklin one. I have heard of that one.
Yes. All right. How about this? And I, what balloon has made the most appearances at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I just read this somewhere. Oh my gosh. Is it Snoopy?
It sure is Snoopy.
Yes!
All right, babe. When did the Butterball Turkey talk line begin? Yes, it's a thing.
Whoa. 1972.
1981.
Oh.
And for those who don't know, the turkey talk line is where you can call Butterball and speak to an expert turkey baster or whatever who can help you make your turkey the best turkey could possibly be.
What?
I think it's still.
I thought you were going to say you can talk to a turkey.
I'm sure it's like an online chat now or whatever. They just like send you a link like preheat the oven to tree fitting.
But fun hack for anybody cooking a large bird, be it chicken, turkey, whatever. The first half of the cooking, cook it upside down, breast side down. Yeah. All the juices from the dark meat will run into the breast.
Breast down and out. Then, that's the way we like to cook.
And then when you flip it halfway, which is kind of a hassle, I use two wooden spoons and sort of rotisserie it.
Babe, say slowly.
Then you can get the crispy skin on top.
I had to put one wooden spoon back in and then slowly turn it like a rotisserie.
Steve, I like that you thought that part was sexy instead of like when the juice was flowing to the breast kind of thing.
Yeah, the juice is like, in the breast
like,
down.
It's like,
ass
forget
up,
about that. And it's like, no, it's the wooden spoons, I guess.
Steve, stop trying to share our marital secrets.
Hey, we learned it on the Butterball Turkey Knock Line.
I mean, that's why it's engraved.
They may have been fucking with us. I don't know.
That's why it's engraved on our wedding rings.
That's right.
Amazing.
All right, Hanai, how many turkeys are cooked each year?
In like ever? Like in America?
Yeah, like in America, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Each year? Oh my gosh. I don't know. Okay, I don't know, like 100 million?
Is he over or under?
Over 1 billion turkeys.
46 million. So,
oh.
A nice close.
Oh.
All right. All right, babe. How many Americans do not like traditional Thanksgiving dishes?
2/3.
68%. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Goddamn. You're good at this.
Damn.
Yes.
That's awesome.
They say they would never eat them any other time of year, but because tradition, they have a little bit. And then, yeah.
So I just go with whatever I think is funniest. And apparently it's working because this is why Thanksgiving's like one of the best holidays because it's the funniest.
The only way it'd be funnier, 69%.
But like in all reality, guys, if your dishes aren't good enough to eat all year round, they're not good enough for Thanksgiving. Get a better recipe or just cook something you actually like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, this is don't like, well, just because Aunt Marjorie made it every year doesn't mean you have to eat it. And there are definitely things where it's like, hey, it's really good and I only want it like once a year. That's perfectly fine. It's okay to be special, but you should want to eat everything on the table that you make.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if you bring something to like a potluck thing, you don't have to want to eat everything everybody brought, but you should want to eat the thing you brought.
Right. I mean, it should just be an excuse to have like a feast, right? As long as you cook like five people's worth, I feel like that counts as a Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Or five or ten or whatever.
It's a, guys, really, this is just a feast at the end of the harvest year so that we can pray that the sun will come back. Sort of like Christmas, but you know, less witchy.
All right, Hanai, who was the first president to pardon a turkey?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I've read this somewhere too. That's a recent thing, isn't it?
Really,
oh my god, I don't know. Is it Teddy Roosevelt? No,
which president are you guessing? See, 10 Teddy? Years ago that had been Obama. No,
she said Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt. Oh, my bad. Nope, it was George H.W. Bush in 1989.
Oh wow, really recent. Okay,
yeah, real recent. Yeah, I was surprised too, because I swear, like, you know, Carter or someone had done it before too, but yeah. All right, babe. Which president pardoned a raccoon for Thanksgiving?
Was it Jimmy Carter?
It was Calvin Coolidge in 1926. Apparently, what? It was gifted to him as a main course by like a senator or something, but he and his wife were known animal lovers, so they released it into the wild instead.
That's oh, ironic that they're yeah. That's
yeah, cool. That almost sounds like a threat.
Like, I brought you a live
raccoon for your Thanksgiving dinner, asshole. What? Anyway, whose turn is it? I think
it's Hanai. Yes.
Oh yes.
What country are turkeys named after?
Oh my gosh, is this a trick question? I keep thinking everything is a trick question. Turkey.
Congratulations, it is Turkey. Apparently during the Ottoman Empire, guinea fowl, as they're known, were traded from East Africa via Turkey to Europe and called turkey cocks or turkey hens. And so when they first sailed to North America, they kept that moniker. So yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right, babe.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. When were the first professional football games played on Thanksgiving?
Oh, this has to be like 1975, right?
1920.
Oh!
Here are some of the final scores from that Thanksgiving. The Akron Pros beat the Canton Bulldogs 7-0. The Decatur Staleys beat the Chicago Tigers 6-0. Elyria Athletics and the Columbus Panhandles tied at 0. The Dayton Triangles beat the Detroit Heralds 28-0. The Chicago Boosters beat the Hammond Pros 27-0. And the Altonawanda beat the Rochester Jeffersons 14-3.
Whoa.
Five of those games, the losers had 0, and one of the winners had 0 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is when they were like doing it in like leather, like helmets and like long johns, right?
Wearing sweaters and like having a leather nightcap on and like, man.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? They probably actually had less concussions because they just weren't hitting each other that hard.
They weren't flying at them like fucking torpedoes at first. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, guys, that's just a little fun stuff about Thanksgiving I thought I'd share with y'all. Congratulations. I think we all won here, am I right?
We're all winners, yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's go roast a raccoon.
Yeah. Coolidge style, baby. Hanai, you got anything coming up you want to let the people know about?
Oh, man. Wait. I have a shop. Wait. Can I talk about my shop?
Do you have a shop?
I do have a shop on Etsy called kobostudio.etsy.com. I have fun pin buttons, stickers, art prints, etc. Have that feature my original illustrations, mostly like blurpy cats and lots of other fun stuff. So please check it out.
Excellent. Babe, how about you? You got anything coming up?
Yes. If you are in the northern Utah area, I will be in Farmington at the Juniper Market around the Fountain Square almost all of December.
Yeah, starting Black Friday, going through most of December. Yeah.
So you can find me live there. You'll find me at the Mountain Arts and Music pop-up in Huntsville at Greenhouse Art Studios December the 9th. And you can always find me at untidyvenus.etsy.com and at untidyvenus everywhere.
That's right. We might also be doing some online classes, maybe a Nicolas Cage tree topper class for everybody out there. Good old St. Nicholas.
Learn how to make your own St. Nicholas. And remember, the more eyes they have, the more biblically accurate they are.
That's right. yeah, of course, here at Everything I Learned from Movies on All the Major Podcatchers, we're wrapping up Die November here in the next couple of weeks, and then we go into Doppelganger December.
Oh man,
remember those movies that came out around the same time? You always get mixed up because they're basically the same movie. We're gonna be talking about them.
Oh my god, that's such a good theme.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of them too.
And yes, we've already done Dante's Peak and Volcano.
That's right, we did that years ago. Nice. But hey, if you want to be a part of our 2024 lineup, hit us up, because we're looking for people to come be on the show.
Yeah,
we might let you pick the movies, or if you trust us, we can set you up with a nice little movie.
2024, we're going sort of commando.
That's right, playing by the seat of our pants.
Woo, pants, pants.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And I'm Hanai.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
What's going on in the Congo? Things look pretty bad in the Congo right now. I hope you folks have lots of money. Did you get the diamond?
No, the diamonds are here.
Kahega!
Stop eating my sesame cake!
Who wants green drop
drink? Who's got them? Tell me!
Ship them on the way! Ship them on the way!
Relax. You're in better hands than you should be.